My name is Mari Haugen, and I'm a volunteer at Saupstad. To me, volunteer work is about life quality. I love connecting with people and do something interesting instead of just drinking coffee and talking about neighbors or books. So I started the volunteer work about 40 years ago together with my children, and I took them to Save the Children Foundation summer camps for refugee children. We gave them a summer holiday when they were new in Norway, and that was very inspirational for my own children. So they have joined the same work, and we used the school where I was the headmaster at that time, and we hosted some summer camps and did that for quite some years. It was very nice, and it inspired my children also to be interested in volunteer work. That was a big point for me. And I started also doing music activities together with my children. I had an extra occupation as a conductor of school bands and school choirs. So I did that when my children were of that age, and I didn't charge. I just didn't do all this bingo and things. So it was a bit selfish, but it was good. And the same with when my children were in that age where they needed help with homework, I just kept open doors at the school where I worked, and children came. The biggest problem was to inspire them to go home. So it was such a lot of fun and friendship, and oh, I loved those years. And later, when my children grew up, I continued with work for children, with music groups, and also I was more or less, I had to have a church group for the children, and that was very inspiring. I continued. Now I'm a Baha'i, so I have changed to Baha'i summer activities for children, and you just get to love the children, so it's hard to stop. So I'm doing it this year too, 40 years later. And I've been with emergency telephone service for 23 years. That has been meaningful for me. But now, this weekend, I'm going to Oslo to participate in a national Baha'i event for inspiring people to do the voluntary work and to help develop the skills and the spirit in people to start doing it themselves. It's a conference called One Country, From One Country to One World, and it is it's not connected to one religious community, not one country, not one culture, not one language, but to become world citizens. And that is an activity I will continue doing as long as I am able to.